Been good. Been real good.
My first question is, you were here for a visit, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your impression when you come out here and you start to digest the stadium that's been on television? You've seen big games played at?
And it's unbelievable coming out here. I mean, it's a tremendous stadium, tremendous atmosphere just around Foxborough. And, you know, I'm excited to get out here for a game finally.
Jimmy, I know, you know, most guys come in the NFL want to play right away. This is a different situation where you... If things go the way the Patriots want them to, you probably won't play. And what kind of approach, like, what was your reaction when you think about process all those things the last couple of days?
You know, I was excited to get out here. Just, you know, first time to Boston was on the visit, so this is the second time. And being down at Foxborough, it's a great place, great atmosphere. So, you know, I'm just, picking up the playbook is hard enough, so that's my main worry right now.
I imagine this has been a bit of a whirlwind the last couple of days, getting the call, coming here. What are some of the range of emotions you've been going through?
It's been busy, like you said, a whirlwind. You know, had a short Mother's Day with my mom, so that was unfortunate. But, you know, football called, and it's great to be out here, great to meet all the new rookies and everything, and get to see some of the older veterans. So, you know, it's a cool experience.
Have you talked to Brady?
Just a quick introduction. I mean, we're kind of separate right now, the veterans and the rookies.
When you're a quarterback who's drafted relatively highly, and you're coming into a place with an established guy, is it a little bit of a minefield verbally? You know, you stand in front of reporters and we're going to ask you, you don't want to say anything at all that makes anybody think that you're taking a job, but you don't want anyone to think that you're not going to compete for a job. Is that...
I haven't thought about it too much, to be honest. I mean, my main thing is I'm a rookie. I mean, I haven't earned any stripes yet. I haven't done anything on the field. I mean, we had our first day of practice yesterday, just the rookies. And so, I mean, I still have a long way to go with all that just to begin with.
Right. So that's what I mean. You could have said, but I anticipate being a starter as soon as possible. But you didn't, because that would be a problem. You can't say that. You know what I'm saying? It's a minefield. You have to say that.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't put too much thought into it, to be honest.
Yeah, we have nothing but time on our hands. Stuff like that.
One of the things that got me yesterday was the coach said that you guys have already kind of started from behind because the draft was put back a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Some of the messages that he's been able to deliver to you over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, just, I mean, being pushed back, I think it was 2 weeks, the draft. I mean, that puts us at such a disadvantage compared to the veterans. And, I mean, rookies, as it is, have enough to catch up on. But now we have that extra bit. So, I mean, every little ounce that you could put into studying the playbook that much more, getting in the film room and talking to the coaches or stuff, anything, I mean, really could really help you out in the long run.
How much time have you spent on the playbook so far?
I can't even describe it to you. Unbelievable amount. I mean, getting a little sleep deprived, but that's a good thing in this business.
How many similarities are there to Eastern Illinois, your college offense?
Not many. I mean, it's a completely different offense, to be honest. Different. I mean, it's like learning Spanish compared to English. I mean, it's just a different language, really.
How quickly can you pick up an offense?
Very quickly, I think. I mean, it's a process, and I know that there's going to be a huge learning curve, but, you know, I'm excited for it. It's a unique experience, and it's a tremendous offense and tremendous organization to play for.
Coach Christensen, right after your draft, and one of the things he said is, arm angle, all that kind of stuff that he's had in your career.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's obviously different. Just each quarterback guru, as you call it, is a little bit different, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, just the way Tom possesses, he has poise in the pocket, the way he throws the ball, I mean, it's pretty picture perfect, if you ask me. And, you know, I mean, trying to learn as much as I can from him and Ryan in a short period of time.
What is, have you met with, have you talked to Malik much at all yet?
We haven't talked to the veterans much. Just a quick introduction, like I said. But, yeah, I mean, I think next week is when we'll interact with them more.
Where did you develop that release of yours, the quickness?
From Jeff Christensen. I mean, he taught me it.
Was it longer previously?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was a baseball player growing up. So I had that. It was almost a crow hop. Yeah, almost a crow hop into the throw. So, I mean, it's changed a lot.
Have the Patriots talked to you about your release at all?
We haven't gotten into technique too much. Playbook is really the first thing we're trying to learn right now, and I'm sure the technique stuff will come along.
Have you talked to other people who have played at the 1AA level about the jump to the NFL and how you're almost skipping over another level to get there and what the challenges are?
Not really. Playing in those All-Star games, I think it helped verify that there's not that big of a difference between 1AA and the FBS anymore. I mean, that gap's becoming closer and closer, and, you know, the All-Star games just helped verify that.
What did you do yesterday? You got so much to learn, you know, so much to digest. First practice, like, how do you start? Like, what did you do yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of getting, I mean, the warm-up is the first thing, obviously. That was people struggle with that just because we're rookies and, you know, people are nervous out there. But, I mean, just getting the basics down, really. Just, you know, we're trying to learn the basics of the offensive playbook. The defense is doing their thing on the other side. And, you know, we're just trying to become a team, you know, our rookie class.
You mentioned just sort of meeting Tom and Ryan briefly. Like, mm-hmm. was it just, hey, I'm Tom? Or was there more to it, just like to give you a little
Pretty much just, hey. I mean, they're veterans are all doing their thing right now. We're kind of doing ours.
And I see you got the number 10 on your shorts. Is there any connection for you with that number?
It was what they gave me. I'm not complaining about it, though.
When you do have a chance to talk with Ryan and Tom, how much will you lean on them to learn? How much can you lean on them to learn?
Oh, tremendously. I mean, they're two guys who have been in the league for a very long time and both successful quarterbacks in this league. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to become. And, I mean, they both have a tremendous amount of knowledge that they can share with me, and I'm going to try and pick up every little nugget I can.
Jimmy, how do you look at playbook? What's the biggest difference? You know, what you Is it volume?
Well, obviously volume. I mean, any NFL playbook, the volume's obviously much greater. But, you know, the under center stuff, we didn't do much in Eastern. So getting adjusted to that will be a bit of an adjustment, but I'll be okay with it.
I mean, how do you not get overwhelmed with the amount of information you have to process, especially in these early weeks?
You just can't. I know it sounds very simple, but I mean, you can't overwhelm yourself. You can't overthink things. You just kind of, I mean, at the end of the day, it's football. You got to go out there and perform on the field.
At Eastern Illinois, how many calls were you making at the line? How many variables were there in the play calls in the offense?
It was kind of a week-to-week thing. Some weeks there was a good amount, some weeks there wasn't many, but I mean, it just depended on the opponent more than anything.
And what do you get the Patriots on you? I mean, based on your meetings with them before the draft and what they asked you and what they got out, what you came away from the game, but what do you get this on you?
You know, I hope I saw a dedicated, motivated football player, someone who really loves what they do and comes out here. And I mean, I'm a blue collar guy. I like to go to work every day, and I think hopefully that's what they saw.
There's something that stuck out about that meeting. And now you look back and say, like, maybe that's when I want him over.
Not really. You'd have to ask them that, I guess.
Jimmy, are you one of these film junkies? So some quarterback just can't get enough film. It's all day, every day.
Yeah, film and playbook. I mean, that's what makes a quarterback great. I mean, you got the physical tools, obviously, but when you get in the film room, get with the coaches, talk about the playbook, I mean, that's what really separates you, I feel like.
It's a little bit overwhelming. An elite team in a major sports market. A lot of pressure to play and perform here because it's Boston and the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, not overwhelming, but exciting. I mean, to have this opportunity to come here, I mean, I couldn't imagine a better one. So, you know, I'm excited to get after it, really, with the guys.
What's the biggest surprise for you?
Probably leaving my mom on Mother's Day. No, she was a little upset about it, but I mean, it's business now, so it's my job, and, you know, I'm excited to be out here.
Any significance to on your wrist there?
Oh, yeah, it's for breast cancer for my grandma who passed away from it, but it's kind of my lucky.
Sorry.
No,
you have
go
a brother,
ahead.
Right?
Three brothers.
Oh, okay. How close are you with all of them? And I know at least one plays football or played football.
Yeah, well, we all at one point played football, two older, one younger, but they're all done playing now, so I'm the last one left, but we're extremely close. Just all four of us. I mean, we're all still living in the same house and everything, and I don't know, it's just a big Italian family, I guess.
How much
are you couple final questions like for you?
So I didn't.
Well, the Radio City experience, being with your family, then going out on stage, getting booed by the Jets fans.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I kind of expected that, but I don't know. It was my first time in New York, first time for my whole family. So, you know, when I was doing my thing with NFL and, you know, they were taking us place to place, my family got to see Times Square, Ellis Island they got to go see. So, I mean, they had a good experience too.
Were you kind of going in prepared to wait on that first day?
I wanted to go in with no expectations. I saw a lot of guys getting stressed out, and I wanted to go there and enjoy the moment. It was first time in New York, like I said, so, you know, if I could go there and just enjoy everything, then, I mean, at the end of the day, I'll be happy.
Obviously, there's a legend here, but do you feel like you still have to come in with the approach, I'm competing to be a starter, whether it's here or somewhere else?
I just have to come in with the right mindset of I'm going to learn the playbook as fast as possible, you know, adjust to the NFL game, the NFL speed as fast as possible, and, you know, if I could do that, then I'll be in good shape.